From Life to Death and Back Again. Written by Wang Shang's Melody. Read by Titania. Summary. A modern-day necromancer is resurrected. Of all of the times and in all of the ways that Wei Wuxian had resurrected someone, he never expected to be resurrected in return. It was a dark gift, a cursed gift, a gift passed down throughout his mother's line for generation after generation. It should have been passed to her eldest daughter, but perhaps the gift knew that she would only bear a single son. Magical inclinations, both spiritual and resentful, ran in family lines. One could cultivate along the path of light to immortality, or one could cultivate the path of darkness to oblivion. The choice should have been an obvious one to make, but for those like Wei Wuxian, who were born for the darkness, it was all the easier to truly be seen once they've strayed from the light. He didn't know that something was wrong with him. Not at first. He didn't realize that other children couldn't fix broken birds just like they fixed broken toys, that it wasn't normal to have pets that had no expiration date, or that it was dangerous to engage in such matters. He was given a gift from his mother. It was a gift that begged to be used. The only time in his entire childhood that he truly attempted to use his gift, however, it refused to work for him. He held his parents' hands in his own for the hours it took for anyone to find their accident, crying and wondering why they wouldn't wake up with his touch like everything else. He would later learn about the expense of spiritual and resentful magic, and how his small, untrained childhood stores refused to attempt a spell that would drain him completely. He was fortunate in that way. Many a grown cultivator of the magical arts had died after the overexpenditure of their magical stores. But his body, even in childhood, knew his limits and prevented him from surpassing them. From the Jiangs he first learned shame for his gift, and the need to keep it hidden. Dark magic, it was called, resentful sorcery, the most vile and forbidden of the gifts of the arcane arts. To Wei Wuxian, it was simply the precious gift his mother left him, but it was a gift he could share with no one. He grew into a strong cultivator. He developed a golden core like no other, held vast stores of spiritual energy. He even beat Zhang Cheng at every turn, despite him being the heir to the Zhang cultivation sect. Wei Wuxian was a prodigy, a genius, a rare talent. And how the mighty fell. He was consumed by the darkness like it was said that he'd be, drawn in by its seductive nature. He was the classic tragedy of cultivation gone wrong, of how easy it was to fall prey to evil if one let it. Even Zhang Cheng, his very own brother in all but blood, believed it. But Lan Wangji didn't. He disagreed with Wei Wuxian. He argued with him at every turn. He begged him to come back and join him down the path of light. But Wei Wuxian refused to listen. He had a gift from his mother. It was a dishonor to her not to use it. And of all people, Lan Wangji understood. He too had a gift from his mother, one that should have fallen to her eldest daughter. It instead developed in her second son. And so Wei Wuxian fell, devoured by the darkness. And so Wei Wuxian rose by the very same gift that once consumed him. The spell was messy and complicated. It took years to perfect and even more to align the planets well enough to cast. It was the type of spell unbefitting of an heir of Lan, one of the great sects that boasted their prowess of cultivating upon the path of light. They didn't see that it consumed him. They didn't see the desperation in his eye, and when it was all said and done, they never would have suspected him. Not a perfect jade of Lan. Not Lan Wangji. But the spell was cast. Wei Wuxian's soul returned first, then spreading out and recreating his body to work as a vessel to contain it. The necromancy itself was a gamble, but it paid off. But the healing of the previously decrepit body was entirely due to his gift. It was a gift that towed the line of light and darkness. Healing, in and of itself, was not a bad thing, but repairing what was once in decay was. But there was no soul left to know what gift Lan Wangji had, none aside from his brother that was busy leading their clan and his uncle, who was deep in seclusion. There was no one to guess what desperation would drive him to do, no one to realize to what lengths Lan Wangji would go to for those he loved. It was a dangerous gamble, playing with such unknown magics. It was a risk using his own suppressed gift. But looking into Wei Wuxian's eyes for the very first time in 13 years, Lan Wangji could not say that he regretted a single moment of it. They were a terrifying pair of jewel cultivators, perfect in form, deadly with the blade, and secretive about their gifts. They were gifts that worked best as a pair. Wei Wuxian could resurrect the dead, and Lan Wangji could heal them enough for their bodies to be viable. It was a dangerous path, one they could only walk in dire occasions, but when their gifts called out begging to be used, the pair of jewel cultivators listened. When they found an orphaned boy that could see the dead, they immediately took him in. It was a perfectly balanced family, magically speaking. They became consultants to detectives across the country, but never tied themselves down too long. Temporary resurrection was fine and good ethically, even if frowned upon from a spiritual standpoint, but any evidence of it becoming permanent would bring danger and the law down upon them. So they traveled, moving from place to place as they called out to them. Here and there, any and everywhere, the little family that towed the line of light and darkness cultivated a highly unusual and completely unheard-of path. The energetically balanced path. The End.